and welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson, and I'm your auntie who pinches your cheek so hard your whole face goes numb.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's fun.
Is that what happened to you?
That's what happened to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. And I'm Bron Lewis. I'm the auntie who thinks her garden is way better than her bitch neighbours.
Welcome to Two Drunk Aunties. Hello, Bron Lewis. How are you today, please?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say please after everything.
That's actually
How
polite.
How are you today, please?
It's actually polite.
It is nice not to just go for it, just ask for it.
Just because you're asking for a question.
I'm asking.
Like,
I'm
you're
asking
for an answer.
Question.
You're asking right. something for me.
Obviously, please. How are you today? How are you today, please?
I'm really well.
You're really well. You look fantastic.
It's school holidays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I really thought, I don't know, because I know you don't have kids, but you've got a giant dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's more important.
Hey, I am saying it's harder though.
I'm saying it's a lot harder.
More noble.
And you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got three children, and comedy world kind of dies down a little bit in January.
Okay.
And also I'm noticed in Victoria and December. It's pretty quiet in December.
Yeah. People go away. People are out of town.
Where are they going? We live in the best city. What are you
that's
doing?
That's actually true.
Yeah. When I was in Brisbane, December would go off. It was just like, gigs every night, full Christmas parties everywhere.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, nothing.
No.
Just crickets.
Their little basement.
Yeah. What are you doing?
People hibernate. People just sleep for a month.
So fritzling it up.
That's right.
Yeah. So December was pretty quiet. January's been like really quiet. I have a whiteboard on my fridge that I've written all the gigs on it. So the kids.
As well.
Yes. Yeah.
Live life, love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm on a diet.
Uh-huh.
A chocolate only diet.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Or like I'm late. Chocolate.
Rosé.
Doesn't make
all day.
Sense. Yeah, but that's good. That one makes sense. Yeah, heaps. But I've got this whiteboard on my fridge that has like the month, and it has all the gigs on it. So the kids can like feel a little bit prepared for when I'm like, I'm now tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be like, so they look
Mum
at it.
Mum is not talking to you tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. Which nights is Mum abandoning us? Things like that they say.
Things like that they say,
which is fun and cute. Kids are cute.
Look it up.
So we can look. Gigs always written in red. Just says gig. Doesn't have a detail. Just says gig. Mm-hmm. And often like throughout the year, so many red gig. Like
so many nights of gigs.
So many.
Yeah.
Almost.
Because you're very popular.
Hey. I'm busy. I'm hardworking.
You are hardworking.
I'm very good at my job.
No offense, but you're very good at your job.
Thank you very much. But this January, it was like, there's like five on there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and it's starting to fill up now. But at the start, I was like, oh, God, this is so quiet. And I thought, what am I going to do? I've got all of this free time, and I was like, that's it. I'm going to start writing a book.
Yes.
I'm going to get my show sorted. Yes. I've got all this free time. I'm going to have so much free time. But guess what, Sammy? I don't. School holidays. Kids are always there.
Oh, of course.
Always.
Okay.
They're always there. I mean,
asking questions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. They're asking questions.
Oh, yeah. At the end of each one, they say, please, though.
I'm not raising.
Please.
No, you raise
animals.
Them right. You raise them right. So no book.
Well, the book, no. I actually had more time when I had heaps of gigs.
Yeah.
Even though I really only have – I actually don't have any days off.
Yeah, okay.
When you have a two-year-old – because I've got a two-year-old.
Yes.
Okay. And he's much smaller than your dog. Okay.
Okay.
Much smaller. However
– So he says. That's such an auntie thing to be like.
So she says.
Bron's busy with the kids. So she says.
I asked her to come over.
So she said
she's busy.
So she says. Yeah, so you're going to write a book. You told me you're going to write a book.
I know.
And I said, no offense, but that sounds awesome.
You'd be such
a good effing author.
Thank you. I've started it, but then the kids always, so even today I said to, I said to the kids, listen to Mummy, Mummy's saying something.
Mummy's writing her Jodie Picoult. Mummy is writing her Maeve Binchy.
The Pact. Great. Sister's Keeper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mummy is writing her Bryce Courtenay.
They don't
so
know.
So she says.
I don't know any of those
tapper,
authors.
Tapper, so she says.
I know. They don't. They can't read. They can. They're pretty old. But the small one went to daycare. Thank you, daycare. God bless you, daycare. Thanks for keeping on taking the small one.
Yes.
You underpaid angels. Because they're underpaid angels.
Oh, okay, right.
and they're dead. That's actually, there's no day kit. The angels are looking after him. Yeah, I just drop him in a park and I trust my guardian angels to take care of him. It's beautiful.
Fly me, guardians.
And I
you always say that. So she says.
I get in my car, bumper sticker says magic happens, and I drive home.
Great. I got Bay on board. It's just me on the Bay. Bay on board. Toot toot. God, he's gorgeous.
So my daughters are at home and they are 9 and 8 and they are great.
You took a bit of time with her. Yeah. 8.
Hey, well, 8. 8. She's 8.
Okay.
And they were always wanting to watch telly. Yes. Like they love it.
Well, they watch him.
Oh, they love, like Olive, who's 9, loves Modern Family. She watched the entire, I think it's 11 seasons.
Okay.
She watched the entire 11 seasons in like 2 or 3 months.
Just rocking it.
Just like, and it's not like if she could watch the entire, like she would have watched it nonstop.
Yeah.
And if we had not turned it off, like she loved it so much. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both sad stories. And so I had, I'm like trying to get her. So like she watches it. So, and the other night she watched the final episode and we were like, oh my gosh.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like the end of the season, end of the whole run, end of the whole show.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, Olive, it's over. You're going to have to, I don't know, make a human connection or something, like God forbid.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't think so, and started back episode 1, season 1. She's now back. She's starting again. Have you ever done that? Watched the entire thing and gone back and started again?
No, not right away.
Is that what you're doing with Frasier though?
But I haven't watched Frasier in a very long time.
Like how many days?
Since I was 45 years old, living in a shack in Tennessee.
Yeah, so I mean, things have got like – school holidays are great. Yes. I love spending time. I actually do. Like
you do.
I do actually really like my kids.
No offense, you're a great mother.
No offense, I'm really good at it. I told an excellent bedtime story last night. But even this morning I woke up. It killed.
I destroyed it.
Yeah, it killed. It was 8-year-old. And even this morning I was sitting at the kitchen bench. Yeah. I was drinking my coffee. And I said to Lucas, I bragged. I said,
do not talk to me before I have a morning coffee.
That's what I said. Where's my chocolate? I said to him, my bedtime story last night was amazing. He asked no details.
Yeah.
I mean, because he didn't care.
Yeah.
But I was like so proud of it. So I do like spending time with my kids.
Yeah.
Kill me. Sue me if you want.
I won't.
Or kill.
Did you like my get away New Year's with Eve one message of them. To you was just, but first, coffee.
Yeah, I did.
So you start the new year.
I did. I actually, right. your messages do make me ruffle.
Oh, yours do too. Yours make me ruffle. Actually, this is a nice moment.
Delete it. Don't put this in. People will hate it.
Segment 1 today, letter to your aunties. Writing in this week, we have 2 gorgeous people.
Oh, I love their letters. You know I love the letters.
You love
Sammy.
Them so much. You love them so much.
I love problem solving.
You love problem solving. Yeah. We always solve problems. Dear aunties, my mum is really rude to my partner.
Mm.
She doesn't like her because she's convinced she's wanting me to move out of town. What do I do to get her to be nice? I've tried having conversations, but nothing is working. From Sam. Isn't that nice? Great name.
It is a great name. Was it you?
It was me. I wrote that.
Okay, great. So, Sam, is she trying to make you move out of town?
I don't want to talk about it. I'll write in next week and I'll tell you. I need time. So partner, not so, so mum is
we
not
don't
being
know.
Nice to the partner.
Yeah, we don't know. Also, like, it would be annoying if you raised your kid for that long.
Yeah.
And then they just left.
They
like I always find
out.
It really interesting when people move internationally.
Move anywhere. Move at all.
You should never move. Brunswick's great.
Brunswick's a great part of the world.
Stay there forever, children. Maybe not in my house.
No, get
down
out of my
street.
House.
Move down the street. Street. Yeah. Down the street. And then like wave at me. Like we can be your acquaintances.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Move it a little bit. Kick that can down the road a
exactly.
little bit.
Exactly.
As your kids, the but can. It,
when they have, you know, like when people, when your kids move far away, like my mum's had 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And only 3 of them still live in Canberra.
Really?
Yeah, the rest of us.
She misses you all.
Wait, is it only 3? Anyway, I think only 3 of us. Yeah, 3 live there. And I know she's never like angry.
No.
But I would be like, if I were her, I'd be like, well, I have, only have 3 that I like.
Yeah. I would probably hire heavy. Do you know what I mean? Like you get someone to, so you got – you know, and you don't have to know someone this tough. Like, you know, not everyone knows people like you and I, Bron.
That's
heavies.
Right.
Heavies. People
girls.
That will
heavy
push
girls.
You around. You and I, we're heavy girls. We're thick with 2 C's. And we love that. No, but If you want, you could hire someone to push the mum around.
Push the mum around?
Yeah. So go to the mum and go, if you're going to be rude to whatever the partner's name is,
yeah,
I'm going to come for you and I'm going to get you.
Wow. It's interesting because you went straight for you worked against the mum instantly.
Yes.
Like you really didn't like the mum straight away.
Well, I'm on Sam's side. Whatever Sam's talking about, I'm on Sam's side. As a fellow Sam.
I'm on the mum's side.
Wow, as a mother.
Yes.
Okay. What would you like, do? What are you thinking then?
I would
work out,
is she trying to move you out of the city? And if she's not, say to the mum, I'm not leaving you, mum.
Yeah.
I appreciate all of the selfless things you've done for me.
I don't think you listened to the letter right.
What do you mean? She was rude to the girlfriend who's trying to take him away from the city that his mum raised him in.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant that. Okay, sorry. Yes, yeah, sorry. I thought she just said she doesn't like her because she's convinced she's wanting me to move out of town.
Yeah.
So the partner's trying to take Sam away.
Yeah. And the mum's like, doesn't like her because of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Did you not read it right?
I misunderstood.
Oh, wow.
I misunderstood and I'm so sorry. But I'm still going with Hitman.
Heavy ladies.
I can't move me with that.
Bring the heavy girls in.
Bring the heavy girls in.
To bash the mum.
Yeah.
Yes, bash the mum.
Okay, so you're saying what? So you're saying the mum, find out if the mum.
Find out if the girlfriend.
Is really trying to do that.
Is actually trying to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it seems like a really strange thing for the mum to be upset about.
Yeah, okay.
And if she
mum misses the kids.
Well, yeah. So if the mum, if the girl is saying, hey, Sam, we got to go. We have to leave.
Yeah.
Cities.
Yeah.
We have to leave
the
city.
There's a fire coming. We need to leave.
We need to leave. Leave your mum here.
Leave your mum behind. It says leave all your personal possessions behind. Leave your mum. Leave your mum.
Meanwhile, the mum's standing in the house full of smoke. Bring my son back.
You've got to leave your mum. He's
mine.
Me or your mum.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Or the fire.
You can choose the fire if you want.
Choose one angry lady.
Choose the fire. You're pure fire. Fire emoji. It's all in text.
So flirty. You need to ask, are you actually trying to take me away?
Yeah.
And if she says no, that's crazy. I love Bendigo.
And then
say to mum, no, I'll never leave you. Thank you for what you've done for me in my life. I've been so ungrateful.
Yeah.
Or if the girl says, yes, I am leaving Bendigo and I'm taking you with me, God damn it.
Yeah.
You have to then think, do I want to leave? And if you don't, you don't have to go, Sam. Maybe she's not the girl for you. Maybe your mum's right. Maybe she's a dumb dog.
Holy,
I can say it.
Oh, I can't say it.
You can't say it.
Oh, I can't say it. I'm sorry. I thought I could say it.
No offense.
We'll say
but offense
says.
Taken.
So you say. Okay, look, I would just hire a hitman and get over
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay, yours is actually pretty
Spank
fast.
Your legs. Dear aunties, my neighbour keeps parking in my spot. Same answer to the first question. See you, bub. I've just got someone I want you to hire. Bring in the big girls.
Heavy girls.
My neighbour keeps parking in my spot every day. We live in an apartment complex and every night when I'm trying to get home, there he is. I've tried leaving notes and I've tried parking him in, but he always finds a way out. What do I do, Joe?
Just how is he getting out if you park?
Got one of them shrinking cars.
Just picks it up, puts it over her car.
It's the Hulk. It's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God.
Could be. We don't know. We actually don't know.
Oh, my God.
He's living next to his Hulk Hogan character.
He's turning green.
Getting angry.
Hey.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Well, don't worry. I'll never get angry.
You never would.
Just hilarious.
You always get hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I do before a gig. You wouldn't like me when I'm hilarious. Then I come out.
And then everyone's like, why is he painting himself?
He was okay.
He's painting himself green for this.
It was fine.
He's really committed to this unpaid gig.
Because Shrek is hilarious.
Oh, my God, donkey.
Like oh, my God.
Okay, so let me have a think. Did she say that she's spoken to him? Had
conversations by parking him in every night. I think there must have been a conversation before this from Joe. I reckon Joe's made some.
You need to, you absolutely need to start putting nails in their tire.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure an ex-neighbour of mine did that to me.
Doesn't that mean you can't move at all? So you're just stuck in the spot?
No. Well, you take it. It's a warning, isn't it?
Oh, a dire warning.
It's either a nail in the tire or a horse head in the bed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
depends
break,
which.
Break into the house.
Yes.
Cut the head off a horse, your nearest horse. Because if it's your nearest horse, no one will expect you.
Well, that's right. They'll be like, right. Oh, couldn't be someone near here. Everyone loves Nelly. The horse. The horse's name Nelly.
Gorgeous Nelly.
Eamon loves her. She's
Here's some carrots.
She's got golden
mane. I'll distract you with some carrots as I chop off your head.
With this knife I brought along. Easy to chop off a horse's head. Okay. Trust me.
It is actually. Trust me on this. You've got to trust me on this.
No offense, so but trust me.
So she says.
So I say.
Yeah, okay. So you would say nail?
I would say nail. This was a warning. It happened to me once. Let me tell you a real quick story. I used to live with an extra nightmare. An absolute nightmare. Her name was Bree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have a dream catcher?
Oh, almost certainly. Almost certainly. Yeah. She was horrible. Yeah. Horrible, miserable, lonely lady. You know, in like a late 30s, had no visitors ever. We lived in a townhouse and I had a baby, and every time the baby cried, she would bash on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. You don't need that.
And it would be like, you know, it could be like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then a baby's cry, Sam, like,
I've heard about
look it.
It
up.
Yeah.
And then she'd bash on the wall and she would, in the middle of the night, because our bedroom, like the main bedrooms, like they shared a wall, and she would yell through the wall. Our newborn baby was so tired and I was so anxious, and she would scream through the wall, "Shut that thing up, you fucking alligator."
Oh, my God. So she was making sense.
And, they're like a really trailed off.
She faded herself out.
Yeah, well, she was so angry. She lost.
That's anger.
She was talking in tongues.
Pure anger.
Or she found God midway. And I don't know, Sam. I wasn't with Bree at the time. But she was so she did really vindictive things. And then one day, well, parked in my spot, and then one day there was a nail in my tire. I don't know for sure if Bree did it.
I think it was Bree.
I am almost sure.
Yeah.
Because like she was just trying to find ways to. And, like, I tried really hard to act like she didn't annoy me. Like, I didn't notice her.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, okay, fine, that's not annoying her. I'll just put a nail in her tire of her Ford Territory.
How awful. And a Ford Territory.
I know. They're huge tires.
They are huge tires. Okay. I don't like that one bit. I don't like Bree.
I'm so sorry. I went off. I just needed you to know. Like,
did you say her name was Bree?
Bree.
Oh, I thought I just made that up for some reason. I don't like Bree. Let's go, who the fuck's Bree?
Cheese?
What do you hate, Bree?
I love cheese.
I love cheese. Me? Yeah. I love cheese. So you're saying a nail as a dire warning.
Yes, it's a warning.
Yes.
Only if they're out of line.
Okay.
If they are not out of line.
Yeah.
E.g., they have a baby in their own house.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And legal.
Yeah.
But if they're parking in your spot, obviously illegal in most states.
Yeah.
Look it up. I'm a lawyer. Legal team?
Legal team.
It's a giraffe in the corner.
I would just use.
Yes, they said.
It's a legal team, the giraffe.
Yes, it is.
I would have just drinks in the car park. Just have like, it's my car park. I'll do what I want in it. And you're just hanging out, flipping burgers.
Quit
just
your
going,
job.
Hey, quit your job. Stay there. All time, like a stakeout.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
Yeah.
Wear a fancy hat for it.
Very
too.
Funny, fancy hat.
A funny, yeah. Because so it's hat. Like, it's like a message, but like with a cute undertone.
Yeah,
they're like,
cute
is she trying to play with me?
Is she mad at me or is she being fun? People don't know.
My God.
People don't know. And you're just there and you're just hanging out all the time. Be overly nice. I think would be
Do
great.
Do you want
Always
to park
invite
here?
Them. Yeah.
Sure. Park over me.
Yeah, park over me. I'm going to get a car stacker put in here.
Oh, my God. Or just like drive over me
just
right
drive
now.
Drive over me.
I've got a hat on. Watch my hat.
It spins. I got one of those little spinning things. That's fun. Have fun with me. I think that's fun. Or the hitman again.
Or the heavy girls.
All the heavy girls. If you got, you can
They're
probably get a
ready.
Loyalty card 2-for-1.
Yes.
Meet up with Sam. You can have a 2-for-1.
Heavy girls are always ready. I've met heaps.
You've met heaps. Looking at one right now.
Exactly.
If you have a listener letter, you can write into deardrunkaunties@gmail.com or leave us a goddamn speak pipe. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yes. We love solving your problems.
Oh, we love it. And we always
aunties
do.
Aunties do, especially aunties drunk aunties.
Aunties love it. That's right. You ready? The live, laugh, love. I got some gorgeous little jokes for you today, Bron Lewis, because you.
Can I just say? I haven't liked a lot of them.
You haven't liked a lot of them?
No.
That's right.
I haven't. And so it is, I don't know whether I'm a harsh audience or whether the jokes are shit. What do you think?
That's a heavy girl thing to say. But I love that you push me when you say that.
Yeah. I say it with confidence.
I think the jokes are a bit shit. Jokes aren't always that great.
Really?
A lot of the time
what?
When people tell a joke.
I've never seen a bad comedian.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing to say.
And I've been to heaps of open mics.
Okay.
And every single one's been good.
Okay. That's a lie.
What?
I'm joking. Now I'm the one being hilarious. See how
that
the tables
is hilarious. Yeah. So you're right.
What did the hurricane say to the coconut tree? Hold on to your nuts. This ain't no ordinary blowjob.
I actually did because I thought it was going to end there and then it just kept going. Yeah. Also, like, he gave a little bit of a voice to the fun hurricane.
Oh, yeah,
Like, she was having a really good time.
Exactly, I would talk to.
Yeah.
A naked man broke into a church. The police chased him around and finally caught him by the organ.
Okay. Yes. Buy it. Lord, did he take it off?
I don't know.
Rested it on the ground. He was unwell. Get this man some help. He's actually bleeding to death. Stop making jokes.
Stop making jokes about
this. Come on. And he's also gone in to try and find some hope because he knows he's dying because he's bleeding to death.
You made this a sad story. Hey. This is meant to be a joke.
You did. You said the story.
You said the story. What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? One snatches your watch. The other watches your snatch.
What? A pickpocket. One snatches your watch. Great. And then peeping Tom, just snatch. Okay.
Took a while with that one.
Took a while, yeah. But it is fun. It also is fun. Watches your snatch.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, great. Gross. Verb. Great verb for perv.
What do you call the lesbian version of a cock block? A beaver dam. Doesn't really make sense, but.
Makes literally no sense. Literally. And I say that word seriously and literally.
That's literally. That's actually literally.
That's literally how I said it.
69% of people find something dirty in every sentence.
That is.
That's not really because you found it dirty straight away. You're like,
instantly. Oh, I was like, here we go. Another foul thing with oral sex.
Why is sex like math?
Oh.
You add a bed, subtract the clothes, divide the legs, and pray there's no multiplying. Something about kids in the end, I think. You look so upset.
The divide the legs?
Yeah, divide the legs.
What are you doing? Making four of them? Is cutting your legs down the middle.
You should never cut your legs down the
never.
Middle.
Never.
Never. Not even for my lovemaking.
Divide them. Yeah. Yuck.
What do you call a smiling Roman soldier with a piece of hair stuck between the front teeth?
What? Wait. I am a woman. I'm very visual. I'm a woman, a visual woman, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So I've got a Roman soldier and he's got a hair stuck between his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him?
A glad he ate her.
Disappointing.
You're imagining all these fanciful fun things.
I was.
And then I took you down this dirty path, and I'm so sorry about that, Bron. I know you are a visual person. Sometimes these live, laugh, love jokes aren't always fun.
I wish it just ended at the halfway point. It was funny where it was.
You like that.
What do you call
just
it?
Just leave it.
And then go, I've got to go to the toilet. And then you leave and then the audience, me, I go, that's a funny bit.
That's
and then
a
you
funny come back bit.
And then you carry on and I forget that you didn't tell me that. Yeah, because I'm happy with, I'm satisfied.
You got a weird taste in comedy. The comedian always leaves.
Don't tell me the rest of this joke. I'm liking it so far.
It's like how it was. Hey, would you leave us a little 5-star rating or review? And if you leave us a review, we'll read it out on the goddamn 1 o'clock podcast on Fridays.
Yes.
Tuesdays, this podcast comes out Friday, the 1 o'clock. And there's always videos, little YouTube link below if you want to check it out.
I put lipstick on for it, especially.
No offense. You look good.
Hey,
you look good.
No offense. Thank you.
No offense. Thank you so much. And look, you can watch us. You can leave us a little gorgeous little letter. DearAunties@gmail.com. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, no offense. That's no okay.
It's okay. We all make mistakes. And leave us a speak pipe.
Well, I love the speak pipes.
You love them because you love people's voices, Bron.
I do. I love to hear them.
Yes.
I love to experience them.
Yes.
I love to make fun of them a bit.
It's all correct. It's all
thank
correct.
Thank you.
And you so
can
do
make,
that.
You can make fun of my voice.
No.
Not you.
Not you. Not me personally.
But the people, especially when I do the spooky one, I think I'm really good at the spooky one.
You are really good at the spooky
one. Thanks for saying that.
Hey, should we move on to the spooky segment then?
Oh!
Since you brought it up. I'm working on a new song.
Hey, awesome. It's good. Is that rap?
Yep. That was rap. That's called rap.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Real proud of myself when you look up. Yep. That's a proud boy over there.
Proud boys. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous. We don't talk about that.
Very
dangerous.
Way more dangerous than heavy girls.
Wait, yeah. If you're gonna look at both of them, I'd be way more scared of. You're way more skilled.
You'll be skilled. If you're thinking,
I'd be skilled.
You're thinking about an adjective, and you're also thinking about a gender.
Yes, that's true. That's
you know, if you're
that's
thinking
trait.
Of these things,
that's true.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This spooky story, it's not long.
Okay.
But it's spooky.
Doesn't need to be with your spooky
what do you mean?
Stories. They don't need
I thought
to be
you
long.
Said, I thought you said, I thought that was the brief. They have to be very long.
They have to be very long.
Very long. The longer the better.
They have to dip for a bit and bring them back up.
But they have to be scary.
But they have to be scary. That's the only quafioia. They have to be scary. What's your quafioia? Have to be scary.
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 I like a scary girl.
Scary. Look up. Scary.
Very proud.
So proud. You're proud to see me. Very proud to see you.
$24.95, I see it.
Thank you.
Okay, this one's called the title. There's no subtitle here. There's no like
don't
subheading.
Need don't need one. When's okay. that scary?
The Impish Ghost.
This is scary already.
Look, I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't know.
I don't know
I
a
don't
lot
know.
Of things, but I
you
need
to know
I
a
need,
lot of things, actually. Thanks.
Thanks. And I need to know. I need to know how this story goes. Okay.
Correct.
My neighbour Diane and I had a playful poltergeist for years, and we called it Billy.
Sure. Scary.
I'd come home and find something put in a weird place, milk in a cupboard, toilet paper in the fridge, laundry detergent in the bathtub.
I came home. Billy.
Billy.
Billy, is that you? You told me
Billy?
To keep my milk in the pan.
Also, this person has dementia.
Yes.
Obviously. Diane once asked if Billy had been around because she couldn't find a gallon of milk. Seemed like too
seems
much,
like
Diane.
Way too much.
Well,
spooky.
Well, yeah, hard to lose as well.
Hard,
a gallon.
Hard to lose.
I literally don't know what a gallon is,
me
but
neither.
It sounds like.
It sounds spooky.
It sounds like
a bath.
At least 70 litres.
At least. I'm talking at least. And let's not look it up. I think it's fun. Let's not do our own research. Let's not educate ourselves.
I this don't
we didn't have
need
time
to
for
know.
This shit.
No, I'm talking about an impish ghost and 70 litres of milk.
This is spooky.
Okay. Had Billy been around because she couldn't find a gallon of milk. So much. We finally found it outside on her back steps. And sugar. Darn sugar.
Darn sugar.
Exclamation point.
Darn sugar.
Every morning, my sugar bowl was empty.
No.
So she had dementia and diabetes. Spooky.
Spooky or scary?
Scary.
This is scary. I don't like this. This is so scary.
When I'd had enough, I would point to Diane's home and yell, "Go see Diane, Billy."
Just to no one?
Or to Billy.
Oh, to Billy.
Come on, keep up. What do you mean? Within 5 minutes, I'd get a call from Diane. "Thanks a lot," she'd say. "He's gone and put shenanigans in my house."
He's put shenanigans in my house.
Put him next to her 70 litres of milk that she found on the back.
Well, thank you, Billy, the impish ghost. Always use his full title.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry. Thanks a lot. This occurred for the entire 2 years we lived there. Yeah. No one believed us. Pardon? Why?
Pardon?
Excuse me. Why wouldn't they believe you?
Oh, pardon, Miss Harden. What are you talking about over there?
There's a chicken in your garden.
There's a chicken in your garden.
Not even our husbands. And husbands, as we know, are idiots.
They can be. They can be.
They often
are.
I don't have one. That's
I
why.
I don't have one either. They're idiots.
Idiots. They believe anything.
They believe anything.
Stupid idiots.
Stupid.
My mother thought someone was stealing from us when we were sleeping or out of the house. Mums would think that.
Mums. That's mums.
Aunties wouldn't.
Aunties wouldn't.
No, they'd
know. What's what.
Billy.
They know.
My sister, everyone in the family had something to say. My sister believed something was going on, but didn't know what. Idiot. Sisters are.
They are.
The last sentence, okay? I still can't explain any of it.
Oh, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
That freaked me out. That's a scary one.
Okay.
Is that your scariest yet?
I think one of our scariest ones has been one that was deleted. What? No, I think that was pretty scary. Can you tell me your favorite bit if you can remember any of it? Or were you enchanted?
Gallons of milk was definitely
yeah.
My.
Maybe you were enchanted by my voice
with the sugar.
You. thank you. Go see Diane. And then Diane would call her and say, he's gone and put shenanigans in my house. Billy.
Billy, you shouldn't be doing that.
Just talk to, well, don't talk to Billy like a dog.
Yeah, don't talk to Billy like a dog. Billy doesn't deserve that.
No, he's got diabetes.
He's got diabetes.
He eats a bowl of sugar a day.
He's not well.
And he puts, and he's drinking off milk. It's on the back step. That's right. Open the fridge. Make the fridge easier for Billy to get into it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, that was so spooky.
Spooky. I mean, I'm trying to problem solve it.
Did you read it in the
day? I started to read it last night and I was like, no, this is a bad idea.
No.
Not for me.
Not for me, Billy.
No, Billy, Diane. Well, yeah, I don't know what the ladies are. Yeah, the main. Yeah. And the poltergeist. Protagonist, poltergeist.
All the main characters.
Person.
Let's move on to the next segment. Would you rather?
Oh, yes. I love this one. This is actually brings me so much joy thinking of these.
This is fun. Yeah. This is fun. Would you rather have three hands or spinach always stuck in your teeth? I know you hate things stuck in your teeth. That's why I thought of this one.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You get upset about it.
But three hands. Wait, are all three functional?
Yes.
I think I'd do spinach in my teeth and just never smile again.
That's good because you don't want your three hands.
I don't want three hands.
Not that you could ever be a better mother, but would it make you a better
kind
mother.
That's very kind of you. Very accurate. I actually couldn't. I'm flawless. I think I would. Because is it just hanging off the wrist? Where's the third hand? Don't look at me like I'm an idiot. Oh, it's coming out of my chest.
Yeah.
Well, you have to bend down.
I have to do push-ups with it.
But it's only a hand, so the push-ups would be so little.
So little.
Because it's not, you haven't given me like a forearm with a hand.
Okay, it's a forearm. And
okay,
a hand.
So I love, like, if you could just make your would you rathers a little bit more thoughtful.
I don't take feedback.
If you could just
actually don't have time for this.
If you could just think before you write the most important question of the week, that would be great.
Would you rather kiss a cat every morning on the mouth or have to find a four-leaf clover every time before you can go home?
Oh, my God. Okay, that's the hardest one you've done yet. Because I'm a very impatient person.
Yeah.
But I also, and this is going to be divisive.
Yeah.
I don't like cats.
You don't like cats.
I don't like cats because when they rub, like they always rub against your leg and you can feel their skeleton.
Yeah.
I can feel Diggs' skeleton. And that doesn't weird me out as much as it does a tiny cat.
Why are you always touching Diggs' skeleton?
Because he offers.
Please touch my skeleton.
And also, have you heard me sing? He says that to me.
He does. He does that a lot.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Diggs, not again. Diggs, I'm trying to record a podcast. And he's just warming up. La, 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 la. Diggs, shh. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll touch your skeleton if you stop singing. He hates when I say that. I think I'd kiss a cat on the mouth.
Because four-leaf clover could take forever.
And
before you go home as well. So you'd be late. You'd be exactly. Oh, I need to go home. I want to go to bed.
I'm not a puzzle person. You know, in the pandemic, everyone started doing puzzles.
Yep.
Someone gave me one. I was like, fine, I'll try. Infuriating.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like at the start, you're like, okay, let me just scan. I'll scan this little corner. And then you go, if I just look at the whole thing, maybe I'll find it. And then you look, and you can't because you're looking at the whole fucking mess.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible to me. Impossible to you.
It's correct.
The people who do them online, I'm always like, and they like post a picture. I'm like, one, bored, two, annoyingly impressed.
Annoyingly impressed.
Like, well done to you. You've got so much. They would obviously choose the four-leaf clover.
That's right.
I couldn't do it. I'd just stare at a football field from like a street away and hope that I could see
just
one.
Just bawling your eyes out.
Yeah.
Because you're exhausted.
And selfless.
And. Can I just say this? No offense.
Please.
A wonderful mother.
Oh my God. That's come up a lot this episode. And thank God. Finally, someone said it. Okay, would you rather? I've just got one for you, Sam. Okay. I wonder if you can.
I'm ready for a baby doll.
Oh my God. I wonder if this is gonna be hard for you.
Okay.
Would you rather be the guy that still says, I'm all right?
What's that?
Am I right? At the end of every sentence. At the end of every
Yeah.
And so you'd say, in this case, you'd go, you'd say, I hate that. Am I right? Yeah. At the end of every sentence.
About. Say that too.
Oh, that is good.
Am I right? Am I right? Yeah, okay.
Be the guy that still says, am I right? At the end of every sentence. Okay. Or date a girl at the end of every time you kiss her, she says, am I right? As if she doesn't know she's saying it.
Just kiss me and goes, am I right? Yes. You were right, I guess.
But every single sentence, you say Emma, right? Or the girl of your dreams, beautiful lips, very kissable. Mm. You say to her, you kiss her, and then she says, Emma, right? And she doesn't know she's saying it.
I think date the girl that says it at the end of each sentence.
Because you just get used to it?
Yeah, you get used to it. And I couldn't be that person to say it after every, because I'd try and cover it. Like I'd say it into my shirt or something.
Go, oh, like, can you give me an example?
Yes, yeah, so I go, so yeah, of course.
Because so you're ready.
I was ready. I go, yeah, Bron, be so nice if we have a wine after this. Am I right?
Okay.
So it looked like I'm kind of talking to myself. I make it like a tick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't. But you're still not doing, you still don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to
do that.
You don't want to tick, but you do want to give this impediment to the woman.
That's correct.
That's exactly what I'm hearing. Okay. All right. So when she, it could be cute.
Why are you being like this?
Hey.
Why are we having a fight over this? Why are we fighting?
Because you just, I don't know, you've upset me today.
Okay.
And so
let's
she.
Let's move on to the next segment.
So when she says, she kisses you and then she says, am I right? Will you respond?
Okay. You are right.
Every single time.
You are right. You are actually right. Imagine if you did
that.
You're
right to kiss me.
You were right. You were right.
Good decision.
Oh, no. Okay. So this happens, right? So Avery took a kiss. Am I right? Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's like, because you can make it your thing. That's quite beautiful.
Yeah. That is actually really nice.
Correct.
And a couple that I would definitely never hang out with.
Well, we wouldn't be kissing in front of you.
I don't know.
Maybe we
would. Some people do. You know friends that just kiss in front of you and you're like,
too much.
Come on.
Quit it.
Come on.
Get your lips off it.
Oh, give your beautiful lips off each other. That's what I say.
That's what you say.
Always say that.
Hey, Bron, should we move on to the next segment?
Yes, please.
Does this exist?
Yeah, great.
Now, you've got one of these.
I do. Okay, does this exist?
Yes.
Okay, it's an invention.
Okay, I'm ready.
First one. High heels made from recycled acrylic nails. A beautician in Norway was frustrated by the waste her salon created from the discarded acrylic nails, so she designed a high heel that was made from recycled acrylic nails. The niche design set customers back $200 Australian.
It does sound like a good invention.
Yeah.
Well, they're hard,
right?
Yeah.
If it could hold up, well done. If it could high heel up. Well done.
That's all right.
I didn't. Doesn't make sense. It's very aware we still. Don't let logic get in the way.
That's how
aware we are. Okay, second one. A bikini made from fish skin.
Ooh, okay.
This beachwear, introduced in 2003, is made from tanned salmon skin. The company is based in London. Sell them for over $500.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, quite premium.
Yeah.
Prima.
All right, the third one. I just need a minute.
So I know you made this one up. Body language is pretty easy to read on this one.
Okay.
Which would be great at playing poker.
Okay, wait.
Yep. Okay. It's just like a co-host that shuts the fuck up. Like, oh. It's really hurtful, bro.
No, because like I said,
yeah,
I'm a very visual person.
Yes.
So this one, when I read it online,
yes,
it actually made me.
Okay.
Does this exist? The third invention. I'm just going to say.
It's going to be good. Whatever it is, it's going to be good. I'm excited about it. I'm pumped up.
Okay, try again. Okay.
You can do this. You got this.
I got it.
Baby doll.
Think of something sad.
My life. Think of my life for a bit. It's just crying out there.
Okay. Does this exist? Oh, fuck. You're like, I'm on Kathy when they're bloopers, which kill me.
Oh, you love bloopers. Have you seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah,
it's the end of that.
Yeah,
those bloopers,
they're really good.
I like those.
Oh god, they're so silly. Yeah. Okay, does this exist?
Yeah,
false eyelashes made.
It's going to be amazing when you get there, and I'm just excited about you getting there. I'm pumped up.
When I found this online,
yeah.
this real thing. I thought it was funny, but I didn't realize just how funny.
Yeah. Okay.
And you might not think it's funny at all, but you're not even a visual. Better. You're not a visual, I'm not a visual lady. Person.
I'm not a visual girl.
Okay. False eyelashes made from old sticks.
You make this one.
Hear me out. You don't know who made them.
I didn't know what year. That'll help. Where was it made, Bron? In what year?
Okay.
How much?
An environmentalist in Nepal wanted to combine her love for nature and her love for beauty by creating a product that celebrated both of them. Okay?
Gotcha.
In 2021, with the current craze of enormous eyelashes and the excess of old sticks everywhere, you'd see them out there. In Nepal, heaps. You can get them in Nepal for $5.
Imagine if Dick saw a beautiful woman with those. He'd try and catch them. He'd try and fetch with them.
False eyelashes made from old sticks.
I think this one is the one you've made up.
Okay. I want to throw a spanner in the works and say I've made up two.
Oh, my goodness.
There's only one real one there. So, fine. You got me.
I don't know how. Oh, look at our regular Sherlock Holmes over here. Have we a real Hercule Poirot?
Oh, my God. You a
Hercule Poirot? Hercule Poirot.
Oh, my God. That,
the other
that
one.
That almost killed me, by the way, Sam.
The one you made up was the fish babies. You made
the fish babies? Yeah. Mm. This is your final answer.
Yes.
False eyelashes made from sticks.
Yes.
And the bikini made from fish skin. You're wrong.
Oh, wow.
I made up the acrylic nails, high heels.
Yep.
And I also made up the false eyelashes made from old sticks, but I did not make up a bikini made from fish skin.
Oh, I lose.
Yeah.
I lose poorly.
It would otherwise have become chicken feed.
Okay.
So it was obviously being used.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
and who, $500, old fish skin.
I would never.
If I'm honest with you, I also wouldn't either.
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
I wouldn't either.
No offense.
No
but
offense.
I love your honesty. Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm gonna need
a little break after this. That's
holy
so funny.
Shit.
We move on to the final segment today, life hack. Have you got a life hack today?
A life hack, yes, I do. Oh, obviously. Yeah. I always do.
You always
do. Oh no,
this
one's
bun.
Great. This one is okay, actually really handy because all right, Sam, considering
chicken,
when we are recording this right now.
In 2002.
Yes.
I think.
But this is weird. It's not long since New Year's.
It's not.
It was actually not that long ago.
Actually wasn't.
New Year's. And everyone makes New Year's resolutions.
Yes,
did you have? Did you have one?
I actually do.
What is it?
So this is actually mine. It's rosé all day. No, it's my New Year's resolution is. This really sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not. It is work. Smarter, not harder.
Great.
Because
it's a great one.
I got a bit physically exhausted at the end of last year. I had a bit of burnout, physical burnout.
You do a lot.
I do a lot. And I went, I'm just going to actually just cram stuff when I'm doing it, get it all done, and then I'm going to actually book in time to
raise
your off.
Yep.
So that was my, what was yours?
That's your a great one. I was trying to try and get fit, but my back's too sore. I went to the gym it was sore. And so I've never been back. And I said, even emailed the gym last night and I said, excuse me, my back's too sore to keep going. Could I just cancel that?
Mm.
And he said, I'll book you in for 2 free PT sessions and we can work out how to help you back.
Oh, I just thought he didn't listen to what you didn't read it properly.
Thanks for the compliment.
Perfect. You'd like to come more. Okay.
Yes.
We can work that out.
Anyway, I'm going to go see him and see what he can't fix it. He can't fix it. I'm getting 2 free sessions out.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I love my gym, but I can't go. My back's too sore. So my already this early in January, I'm not going to ever get fit, which is a bit sad.
But you were doing lots of skipping and stuff, weren't you?
I was, at the gym. And then my back got so sore. Remember?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I got so doing lots of stuff and then my back got really sore. Yes. And then, so my back's just like made of chalk. It's so annoying.
Well,
my
spine. Offense. You look fantastic.
Thank you. I'm not eating. If you have, this is actually a life hack, which is great. If you're quitting smoking.
God, just let me. I'm going to start.
Give it a go.
I'm going to start.
Start and quit. It's another New Year's resolution. Yeah. If you're quitting smoking or simply wanting to feel included in the ciggy section.
Got to do.
Yeah. Light a sparkler and pretend it's a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
So you just stand there in the smoker section with the sparkler.
You will look insane, but sure.
Hey, you will be included.
Someone starts singing happy birthday. Oh, an auntie come here. Oh, happy birthday.
I love that hack. It's just so insane. It's like, it would hurt your tongue.
It would. And also, well, I don't know, are you putting it
wrong way? Commit to the singing.
How long have you got before it starts sparkling down? Not, I'm sure that's what it's called.
Sparkling.
Not burning, sparkling down. Oh, God, that's sparkling down fast.
Well, I think they only last like about 20 seconds. Like, yeah. How, did you just write your name in with them?
Yeah. I used to be a fire twirler, so I had only afford sparklers.
Did you? No.
Imagine.
Imagine. I'd have to leave instantly. That should be something.
When I had my dreadlocks.
Oh, my God.
You know, when I had my dreadlocks.
I feel like that's something when you meet someone that should be like, you know how you move into an area and to a new suburb and you're like a sex offender. Like everyone should know that about you before getting to know you.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. But a fun, God's a fun thing.
Oh, so handy.
So sexy. That's a great life hack.
No, do you think?
I like that.
Sparkler. Yeah. Put a sparkler in that back pocket, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Or tuck it in your sleeve like people do cigarettes.
Can I bump one? Here's a sparkler. Imagine going up to someone. Welcome. Can I bump it? Or trying to light
donkey
it off somewhere.
Donkey root. Donkey root. You can. With a sparkler. You can do anything.
Another sparkler. Hey, everybody, baby dolls, please do leave a 5-star rating on whatever app you're on right now. That helps get the podcast out there to as many people as possible. Leave a 5-star review and we'll read it out the next one.
Yes. We are your drunk aunties.
Yes. Cheers. We're having fun. God, we're having fun. Cheers.
We're cheersing everywhere.
Everywhere.
We can't stop cheersing.
With my $24.95 mug.
Oh, God. I wish you'd let it go.
We're having black coffee at the moment. I'm going to have a Jans after. I love the Prosecco.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to talk about my new tattoo. That's a good forward sell.
Oh, my God.
That's fun. Anyway, look, we love you.
We love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the goddamn podcast.
Look after yourself.
Look after yourself. Take care of your mental health.
Good girls.
Goodbye.